Welcome to Your Ultimate Life Podcast, where we help you break free from mediocrity and create a life of purpose, prosperity, and joy. Get your free video series at yourultimatelife.ca.
Hello there, and welcome to this episode of Your Ultimate Life. In fact, welcome to Your Ultimate Life. This picture behind me is a beautiful picture of downtown Edmonton. And you can see a lot of, you know, busyness and some high rises, and obviously it's only a 1 million person city, so it doesn't have anywhere near the number of buildings that some, you know, giant cities do. But I used it for today because it's representative of the question, what is the plan for your ultimate life? Like, how are you going about creating that? And that might seem like a silly question, but to tell you the truth, most people I talk to don't really have a plan. They might have a plan for today, and they have a calendar and a schedule. Might have a plan for this week or this month, or maybe even this quarter of the year, but they don't really have a plan to create something big. They're so tied up, and maybe you recognize this, I sure do, tied up in details, to day-to-day struggle, that it feels like a pipe dream to think about long-term. When I had a job at a utility, I spent probably 15 years of my 30-year career in electricity and energy working for one utility or another utility company, you know, the electric company, essentially, in different places, in California and in Idaho and in Arizona. Different jobs and different functions, from, you know, frontline to supervisor, manager, executive, that sort of thing. And there, the planning was, okay, I've worked here for 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, this many more years for retirement, and people would be part of, for some of those years, I worked shift work, which meant you worked a lot with the same people. And so people were calculating years to retirement and what their percentages would be. And, you know, those, not every day, but those kinds of things happened a lot. And that was really the extent of the long-term plans. What are we going to do for vacation this summer? Oh, my next, you know, 3 or 4 days off, we're going to go here, go there. And that was really it. And there's nothing wrong with those plans, but they're all pretty short term. And if we live short term plan to short term plan, that's all we're going to create. And that seems pretty obvious, but I want to call your attention to it. Because unless we do something else, we start creating some kind of a different plan, that really is all we're going to create. Now, one opportunity you have is if you end up married and you have kids, is you think, okay, we're going to start a college fund. And that moves your horizon out, you know, 15 years, 18 years, 20 years, that kind of thing. And then you start, you know, setting plans in place for financial savings and those kinds of things, education accounts and things for your kids that are going to be out there. And then you also start to think about retirement, which I mentioned earlier. I want to go up maybe 5 levels from that and ask you a question if you have a vision for your life. Now, you and I are both smart enough to know that everything changes and everything that you plan is absolutely going to be wrong and it isn't going to turn out like you thought. It never does. But that doesn't mean we shouldn't plan and be energized by the plan and have vibrant, powerful plans. Like these buildings there behind me, this great big tall one right there. And if you're not watching the video, there's one big tall building that's taller than all the rest in the city. And that isn't even the tallest one that's going up. There's an even bigger one. But that didn't get built without a plan. I mean, that took a long time to build, a lot of approvals, and a lot of coordination, and a lot of ideas about what's it going to be used for, because obviously the tens of millions, hundreds of millions of dollars that are spent building that kind of a structure required not only the mechanical engineering and architectural things, but permitting things like water and sewer and traffic and all the kinds of things that would go into not only having the structure stand there, but making it able to serve its purpose and function. Now, none of that is news to you, but I'll bet you right now you don't have any plans that encompass all of your life. This show, This one and the one I have on LA Talk Radio is all about creating the ultimate life. Somebody asked me just yesterday again, what is that? And I said, well, you can define your ultimate life any way you want, but I think the ultimate life is your birthright. Your birthright. Now, sometimes when we hear that, we think, okay, that means someone's going to come and give it to me. I don't have to do anything. It's my birthright. That means it comes in a package, all organized. Well, we all know that's not true. Even trust fund babies who end up with tons of money, and many, not all of them, but many end up miserable and without purpose, wasting a ton of money and profligate spending and silly behaviors because there's no plan. Your ultimate life, I want you to think about, what are your words? You know mine, purpose, prosperity, and joy. But I didn't know what those words were for many of the years I spent in my 30-year career in energy and electricity. I didn't know that. I lived in the short-term kind of conversation that I just talked about. Okay, what's the next promotion I can get? What do I have to do? Do I have to move companies? Is it time to start looking for opportunities elsewhere? What does the internal politics look like, landscape look like here in this company? Who's going to get promoted? Where's my opportunity? Who do I need to impress? What projects do I need to do? What are the office politics and the corporate politics and the industry trends going on so I can blah, blah, blah? And you know that drill. Now, when you're an entrepreneur and you're working by yourself, entrepreneur I qualify or define as different than a business owner. A business owner basically has traded a job in somebody else's company for a job in their own company. They're running a business, and often that takes all their time, and you don't work 40 hours a week, you work 80. And yeah, you do have a degree of freedom if you build your business well and you've got some good people, or you build a cash reserve and you can take time off. But none of that is a real plan for your life. Do you have a plan to create your version of the ultimate life? Now, my definition is to have a life, and that means each day, one at a time, a life of purpose, prosperity, and joy, where I don't view it as how is life treating me, but how am I treating life? What's our interaction? Are we working together? Our life, quote, that mysterious thing called life, Are life and I co-creating? Am I in the driver's seat, or is somebody or something else in the driver's seat? Sometimes when I talk to people about creating their life, the first thing that happens is a list of all the reasons why that can't happen right now. And then they can have the conversation about creating life when all of these things, kids are grown up, taxes are okay, health is better, they get out of this particular financial slump. And the truth is they've been living this roller coaster of good times and struggles and good times and struggles in one form or another all of their adult lives. So this is your invitation to think about this deeply. Do you have a vision? Now, I don't know the answer. And you may say, yeah, I have a vision of sitting on a beach somewhere with nothing to do, with plenty of retirement savings, where I can just play golf or surf, or walk up and down the beach and do whatever I want. All day, every day, no problem, no demands, no worries. If you're living a frantic and hectic life, that probably sounds really cool about now. I also know that that satisfaction doesn't last. You can only play golf so long. You can only walk up and down the beach so long. You can only travel and do those things you were going to do so long before the real you, that essence that came from God, is saying, what am I doing? I'm not amounting to anything. I'm not creating something that matters. I'm not making a real difference. Now, that's funny because the thing that I hear most often, the phrase that I hear most often from people when I talk about this ultimate life thing, a life that matters, what they really want to be doing, is the phrase, I want to make a difference. You have said that. I know it. Do you know what you mean? It took me a long time to figure out what I meant. And so I'll share with you a little bit of what I'm up to this year, but more importantly, how I got there. So my goal this year, you may know, is to reach and touch 250 million people. What I mean by that, it's not just a number in the sky, is to address, to speak to touch the lives, ears, and hearts of 250 million people with a message. And the message is simple. It is that you are a divine being. You can create any life you want, and all the levers are in your hands and under your control. Now, whether you agree with that or not, or you think I'm crazy, or you think I'm discounting, you know, I'm not in reality and don't know what I'm talking about, that's a different conversation. But my goal is really clear. And so all the conversations I have every day, all the people I meet, excuse me, all the conferences I speak at, all the podcast episodes I do, all the people I interview, it is to spread that message of change and possibility. Now, instead of arguing with me, in case you did, what if it's true that you can create anything you want? What if the only thing that's not like you want is you snap your fingers and it happens? Because that's what we want. We want everything to be at the end of the easy button. Well, we all know nothing's that way. A baby doesn't learn to walk that way. You don't create wealth that way. You don't get strong if you want to work your body out. I know a fellow recently in the last year that's done a very substantial transformation on his own body. He's gone from a very average-looking physique to, you know, ripped, polished, oiled up, and, you know, decided that's what he wanted to do. Well, the transformation is amazing. You look at it and say, wow, that's real transformation. Well, it was all under his control. Every moment, every thought, every rep, every exercise, every dietary change was a choice that that individual made to create that outcome. But it didn't come without a plan. It didn't come without a vision that says, okay, I'm creating that thing. And then some research to say, what is it that needs to happen different than I have now or I'm being now to go get this change created? And then setting up the systems, the processes, the accountability, you know, to make it so. And that always involved choices. No, I'm not going to eat that. Not I can't. Not going to eat that because it's not in line with my goal. I'm not going to, you know, miss sleep. I'm going to do this instead. Why? Because I have this goal. So that's why the first question in creating your ultimate life is, do you have a vision? This individual had a vision, a picture of his own body at the end of this transformation period. He knew ahead of time. He saw it. Now, my question for you is, do you have a vision like that? And if you don't, that's fine. You're not required to. But I can promise without one, you won't get anywhere. Because a vision is the first place. That's why vision boards are so popular and mind movies and, you know, those kinds of things that draw our focus continually back to what we've said we want. Now, one way to test your desire is to see if you're able and willing to put together a plan to go there, because part two after you have a vision is the plan. So if you create a vision that says, I want to have $10 million in the bank at the end of 18 months, and I want it unencumbered, meaning I don't owe it to everybody. I have $10 million in the bank at the end of 18 months. That's a very clear number. It's no debt. You know, I don't owe that. It's free, unencumbered $10 million at the end of 18 months. So that's a vision. And it's really clear. You can see the bank balance. You can see it. And whether money's your objective or not doesn't matter. It's just an example. So then the question would be, what is your plan to get that? What are the likely behaviors and activities that need to cause that to happen? And, you know, we're serious about creation here. So none of it includes magic wands, winning the lottery, or, you know, some wealthy person passing away and leaving you their estate. Forget all that. What I'm talking about is your own personal ability to create. I want you to think back at a time in your life where you have raised your hand in victory because you accomplished something significant, something maybe you thought you couldn't do, something that was scary. Maybe it was a sporting event. Maybe it was a musical performance. Maybe it was the first time you spoke in public in front of a significant or important audience or a large audience, and you did it. You crushed it. You made it. You got done, and you're like, yeah, that happened. That Prezi landed. I want you to think about that. What were the preparation steps that were required? What was the plan? You knew when the date was, you knew when the meet was or the presentation, you knew that. And so ahead of time, you made plans, you drew the presentation up, or you went, you know, you put a workout plan together. Well, creating $10 million at the end of 18 months is not a weird goal. It's not, oh, that's impossible. Nothing is impossible. And again, you might be saying, yeah, you can just say all that and it's easier said than done. Well, it is easier said than done. That will always be true. Any goal that's worth doing is a lot easier said than done, because I can say a goal that might take 2 years in two sentences. And then it's required to create a plan to do there, to do that or to get there. We don't just say, okay, I want to go there and I'm going to do some stuff and hope it works. Hope marketing never sold any products, never mounted a real campaign that got to a result. So whether your vision includes a health element, a wealth element, a relationship element with someone else, repairing broken relationships, a relationship with God, forgiving yourself of things you may have done that are weighing you down, no matter what the elements are, it won't work without a vision and then a plan. So how do you create a plan? How do you create a plan? Do you know? I know you've created successful plans. I'll give you an example. Several years ago, Joy and I decided to move from Phoenix to up here to Edmonton. Now, every time in my life before that time, I had somebody else move me. And when I was doing the, you know, executive thing, everything was red carpet stuff, and I didn't have to do anything. I just, you know, people came and packed everything up and took it everywhere and unpacked it all, and there was some minor rearranging and stuff at the end, but it was all done for me. When we decided in 2016, which is now about 8 years ago, I guess, to move to Phoenix, that wasn't going to happen. We decided we were going to do this. Wow. That meant we had to plan, because we then put a house that we owned on the market. We picked a month that we were going to move. We didn't want it to be in the winter up here in Edmonton, because we didn't want to be coming up here in the freezing cold. So we wanted to do it in October, was the latest. And we had to coordinate selling the house and packing it and getting rid of, you know, we ended up taking 500 boxes to local auction houses to sell, because Joy had been running an online store and we didn't want to transport all that up here. It doesn't matter what the details were, but it required a significant plan. Now, I'm not magic. You've done plans like that before, and you've done them successfully, to plan a big move or to plan moving someone else or to plan some huge project at work or something like my friend, a physical transformation. So if you're thinking about your ultimate life, the place I see most failures is right at the beginning. No real vision. Now, there's lots of ways to do that. People create vision boards and have yachts or houses or cars or other things on there. But I think that's just a beginning. So when I set out to plan my ultimate life, here's what I did. I said, well, what are the characteristics? I want to have a life of meaning, a life of purpose, where I believe with all my heart that what I'm doing makes a difference, adds good to the world. But those are all phrases I picked because they were important to me. What are your phrases? What are your meaningful things? So I said, I want to have a life where I get up every day and love it. The things that I have to do are things that I have chosen, things that I get to lean into and love. Well, it took some refinement and work, because I had lots of things, stories and old programming in my head that said, I need to do this. I'm supposed to do that. I got to do this to impress so-and-so or be approved by someone else. I had to do a lot of work with myself, with Joy, with my coaches, different ones over the years, to eliminate all the shoulds and figure out who I am, what I stand for, and who I wanted to be. After that, I was able to articulate that. I want to spend my hours and days lifting and blessing you. I want to spend my life in service. I enjoy that more than anything. I enjoy spending my life in service more than I like skiing, which I've done, and snowboarding, which I've done. Gee, what else can I do? Well, part of that can be writing books. I love writing things and speaking, and I love music in the recording studio over there. If you're on the video, I'm pointing to the studio over there. So I figured out, I need to figure out how to marry those things so that everything I write and everything I speak is in line with helping those I want to serve, those I want to love, those that I want to lift. Now, for me, because I'd been through depression and struggling and addiction and so forth, I felt really drawn to lift and bless people that had struggled similarly, doubting their self-worth, living in self-sabotage, creating negative results over and over again because of old stories of unworthiness. I can't do this. I'm not good enough. It won't work for me. I've wasted too many years. Everybody hates me. It'll no longer work. Everything bad everybody said is all correct. All of that stuff had to go. And so I had to create a plan. What was that plan? Well, I needed to get help. I can't snap my fingers and get rid of years of programming. So I needed to get help. Who do I need to see? Well, I might need to talk. I did need to talk to shrinks, and I got coaches and worked with Joy, and we worked on a business plan to create this coaching business. Well, this coaching business that we have includes books and music and podcasts and speaking and other things that I love to do, but I built it on purpose by having a vision of being in a position to love you, encourage you. And that's why I can say with such certainty, I know you can build whatever you want to, because there was nothing special about me. There were no magic shortcuts on my path. No one came and, you know, paved the way automatically. So I got to skip big steps and chunks. That didn't happen. And I don't know anyone for whom it happened. There are times when you have breakthroughs, but they come because you're working. Think about working out. Think about someone that you know that's lost a lot of weight or created a real big physical transformation. There's going to be times when you feel fabulous about it, when you make big breakthroughs and you really move forward. There's going to be other times when you feel like you plateau. I certainly know that feeling working on the piano. I played piano all my life since I was 5, 60-something years. There are times that feel like I'm making progress, and there are times that it doesn't feel that way. It feels that way spiritually, financially, and every other thing. So you start with a plan, a vision. I mean, somebody envisioned that big, tall building right there. Then they went to work with an architect and created a plan. What are the tools we need? What are the permits we need? What is the foundation going to look like? What is it going to do to traffic use patterns? And they went through all of that planning and then began the execution. So step one is having a vision. Step two is creating a plan. And step three is, how is it realized? How do you bring it to fruition? So let's say you work by yourself or with a coach or someone that you trust, and you create a real plan. So you know, yeah, if I have that, I'm set. And it fulfills my need and desire to serve and to love and bless, because we're all really built to love and serve each other. You know that. In your heart, you know that we feel best when we're doing that. So then you go to the steps of action. What are those steps of action? You know, we hear these sometimes platitudes, you know, set these big hairy ass goals or, quote, take massive action. Well, there's nothing wrong with any of those statements. But in a vacuum, they're just that, empty statements. What I needed to do is I needed to look at how I was using my time. That's all I have. It's all you have is your time. Your time, your energy, and your love. How am I using that? So I tracked my time for a day, for a week, for a month. Just no harm, no foul, no drama. How am I using all my time? Because the path that I was on at the time wasn't creating the wealth, the purpose, the prosperity, the joy. It wasn't creating that. So I said, oh, wow, I got to change how I'm allocating my time, because I couldn't change how fast time goes. I couldn't change the universe, the speed of the sun, or any of that stuff. The only thing you and I have control over is what we do, what we think, how and who we love, how and who we choose to serve, whether or not we add good to the world or, you know, complain. We do control that. And I found that the more I focused on figuring out what I was doing with my time, what I was doing with my attention, and my heart, my love, my compassion, my forgiveness, that then showed me, it let me create the map of actions to get to where I am today. I found that I was spending a lot of time hurting and in sadness because other people had done this or that, or guilt and shame because I had done different things in my life. Well, I needed to eliminate that. I got to go to work getting rid of this because it's sapping a lot of energy. I found that I spent time worrying a lot about what others were thinking. Are people going to approve of what I'm doing or think I'm stupid? Are people going to hate the books I write or like them? Are people going to diss my efforts and say, you suck, you're stupid, who are you? I found that all of that energy and time didn't help any either. Wow, I got to get rid of a lot of this stuff. And when I looked at how I was spending not just my minutes and hours, but my attention, you know, what I'm focusing on, and my passion or love, I call it your time, attention, and love, T-A-L, beam, right? I found that I was just wasting tons of my time, attention, and love. And that's all we have to build with. You know, we think we need, well, I got to have a pile of cash and this and that. Wrong, wrong, wrong. You have your time, attention, and love. And from those three things, you can create anything. It's kind of like the elements, right? Earth, air, fire, and water. Time, attention, and love, you can create anything you want. So paying attention to where I was using it and then making changes. Intentional, incremental, purposeful, right? Well, that was intentional. Intentional, incremental, and sustained is what I meant. Changes. So intentional because these are the things I need to be doing to create purpose, prosperity, and joy. Incremental, and I can't do all this at once any more than you or I can lose 100 pounds in a week or get suddenly ripped physically or create $1 million. All those things take processes. Intentional, incremental, and sustained, or perseverance over time. You can really create anything you want. Now, here's the secret. There's no other way. Nobody's coming. No one is going to fly over. The cavalry isn't going to come and rescue you. This is a work that you and I are given to do as divine beings. In fact, it's the only work that matters. It's a choice that we make about who we're being in the world. And we're raised however we're raised, with whatever values and things that happened, whatever. That doesn't matter. At this moment, you get to choose who you are, what you value, who you love, how you show it, what you create, whether or not you lift and bless or complain and tear down. That is a golden choice that you make intentionally or unintentionally every moment that you draw breath, except when you're asleep. But what I find is when I'm positive in my life and being, that even my sleep is better. So your plan to create your life of purpose, prosperity, and joy, or whatever your words are, is in your hands. Now, my mission is to help you. My mission is to share all that I've learned in doing that very process and to lift you, to bless you, to encourage you, to coach you if you'd like, to study with you, to work with you, to stand with you, to stand for you. You are already one of my 250 million because you're here. And I love you. I can promise you, you can create whatever you want, but it won't create itself. I would invite you to chat with me. I would invite you to take control of your life right now. If I can help you in any way, reach out and let's connect and talk and see what needs to happen. Because I know There's nothing that is stopping you, except you, from creating all that you want and from living your ultimate life. Open your
heart and this time around. Thank you for listening to today's episode. We hope that you take it deeply into your heart and decide for yourself how you can create anything you desire. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to this podcast and share it with your friends. As always, we'd love to hear your feedback and topic suggestions. Until tomorrow, this is Your Ultimate Life with host Kellen Flukiger. Stand with your heart in the sky and your feet on